bags of food from the car. Jesse and Violet pack the sleeping bags, life preservers, food bags, backpacks, and first aid kit into the canoes. They were careful to put an equal load in each one. Henry tied a long piece of rope to the front of each canoe. Jesse and Violet pushed both canoes into the water, while Henry and Aunt Jane held the ropes and walked the canoes toward the dock. Benny took off his sneakers and socks and dipped his toes in the water.
It's cold,
he cried.
The water hasn't had time to warm up yet. It's only spring,
Violet said gently. She felt sorry for her brother. She knew how much he wanted to go swimming.
Benny, you won't have to get your feet wet if you get into the canoe from the dock,
Jesse said as she tied the canoe lines to the dock. Henry and Aunt Jane got into the canoes first and tried to hold them steady. With Grandfather's help, Violet carefully climbed into Henry's canoe. Jesse and Benny joined Aunt Jane. Grandfather untied the canoes and threw the ropes to Henry and Aunt Jane.
Goodbye, he waved. I'll meet you at the dock in White Pine in a week.
Goodbye, Grandfather.
His grandchildren called loudly. Benny waved. He was the only one not paddling. But he sat very still in the middle of the canoe, watching Jesse paddle in front of him. Aunt Jane sat behind Benny, steering with her paddle. Aunt Jane took the lead, and the two canoes moved slowly across the lake. Pine and birch trees lined both sides of the rocky shore. Canadian geese flew overhead. The still, blue lake stretched ahead of the canoeists for miles.
Look,
Jesse said, pointing to a family of ducks.
The mother is leading her ducklings out on the lake to look for food.
How old are they?
Benny asked.
They may not be more than a day old, Aunt Jane answered. Ducks can swim as soon as they are born.
Really?
Benny said. He looked very impressed.
Look at all those islands,
Jesse said, pointing with her chin toward the small rocky islands in the middle of the lake.
We won't go too much farther today, Henry called to the other canoe when the group had been paddling for more than an hour.
That's good,
Benny cried.
I'm hungry.
The forest began to thin into a clearing. In the distance, the Aldens could see the remains of an old wooden house. In front of the house was a field filled with blue, pink, and purple wildflowers.
This might be a good campsite, Henry called to the others. We could explore.
The Aldens and Aunt Jane paddled ashore and pulled the canoes out of the water.